Welcome back to Proactive. I'm delighted to be joined now by Dr. Mike Jones, who's the Managing Director of Impact Minerals, and he has just announced a fantastic transformational acquisition in his own words. But before we delve into the details of that, Dr. Mike, I would just like to ask you to get us up to speed with the Impact Minerals story.
Yes, certainly, Tom, and great to be back here on Proactive. Look, over the last few years, we've been exploring away at various projects that we've had for a number of years. And look, we've had a few near misses, technical successes, as people like to call them. But we've always been on the lookout for a transformational acquisition if we couldn't find something ourselves. And we believe that has happened. So this has been the second bit of good news this year, because earlier on in January, we announced that we're one of the first seven companies to be part of the BHP Explore program, which, for those of you not familiar with it, is a globally disruptive approach to exploration and exploration partnership between BHP, obviously the world's largest mining company, and junior companies. So we're very proud to be one of the first seven. We're looking for copper in Broken Hill, and BHP is funding us on an accelerator program over the next 6 months by giving us $500,000 to do that. And we'll have some news from that as things go on. But so that's what we've been doing. And of course, now we reach today with our transformational acquisition.
So let's hear a little bit more about it. What have you found?
Well, we have found a globally unique deposit in a salt lake in Western Australia, which is a tier one jurisdiction, which in the top few meters of the lake has something in the order of about 1 million tons of alumina, which can be converted almost directly into high purity alumina, which is currently commanding prices on average of about $20,000 per ton US. So I can leave your viewers to work out what the value of that is in the ground. The project is almost unique. It's in the lake bed. It has a very low environmental footprint. It's free digging, and can be shipped off-site to an off-site processing plant, probably in an industrial facility. And as a result of that, the environmental footprint, the carbon emissions are going to be exceptionally low for the project. So what it's going to do is immediately put Impact onto the road to production, and that's going to be the focus. We have to complete pre-feasibility studies and then definitive feasibility studies in return for an 80% interest in the project. It's hard to describe the number of advantages in this project. Proactive is getting one of the first looks at the new announcement, which will be out in Australia tomorrow morning time. And it's a fantastic opportunity for us and our shareholders, and we're very excited about what the future is going to hold for us.
It's going to represent quite a significant change for the business, isn't it, Mike? Because previously you've done plenty of exploring, but being on the road to production is going to make a huge difference.
It certainly will, and I think it gives shareholders a clear path to, you know, to production. They can see where we're going. We're following the footsteps of trailblazers like Alpha HPA, which has got a market cap in excess of sort of $600 million. And of course, Impact was set up initially to find a world class deposit. That's what I'm about. That's what I've been telling people for many years. And I really do think that we've actually found one. It's an interesting story. We found it through a guy on LinkedIn, which sounds a bit dodgy, but he's a geologist that I've known and followed for many years. And he's come up with a great geological concept, and B, a fantastic metallurgical breakthrough, which we believe is going to put us well into the lowest cost quartile for HPA producers globally.
And Mike, are you going to continue exploring, or are you going to pour all of your time and resources now into this project?
Well, one of the many advantages of this project is that because the resource has essentially been defined, then the money that we're going to spend on the PFS and the DFS is going to be almost exclusively on metallurgical processing and also final product manufacture, which is a key part of the HPA space. That's actually only going to cost us a few million dollars all up. And so we're going to be able to keep exploring on our flagship Arkin project, which is here in Western Australia. Also looking for battery metals, mainly copper and nickel, and a few others that we have around. And of course, our exploration at Broken Hill is being funded over the next few months by BHP. So look, it's going to be an all-out news fest over the next 12 months going forward. And we're very excited about what the future holds for us right now.
Very best of luck with it all, Mike, and thank you very much for coming to talk to us at Proactive about it.
Thanks, Tom. Look forward to the next time.